of Sacramento. Three on one. Bagley the step. Bagley with the dunk. And you can put it in the book and send it to the left.
There it is. Buddy Hield alone at the top of the Kings record book.
Oh, I like to see Fox force five in the open court.
Fox into the lane. Oh, if you don't like that, you don't like Kings basketball.
Welcome back to another episode of the Kings Pulse Podcast. My name is Brendan Nunez. Got Rich Ivanowski on here as we usually do. How are you doing, Rich?
Oh, Brendan. Pretty fucked up, man. I'm fucked up. I think you're probably fucked up. I think everybody's fucked up. Really gonna earn that explicit tag on this podcast today. You know, shit's fucked up. The world's fucked up. But listen, we don't have to talk about all that because we are here today to distract ourselves with some basketball discussions.
Yeah, it's rough times, you know, getting used to this a little bit. And what we're doing today is we're ranking the different individual performances throughout the year from Kings players. So you think of a great individual performance from one player in a specific game, and then we rank them. We try to do a top 10. I think we ended up with more than that. But maybe we'll try to somewhat agree on an order here.
Yeah, this is actually a lot of fun for me. I think this is where a lot of our content is going to be headed to during this postponement. These sort of evergreen lists where we can talk about top 10s of this and that. It's a little bit BuzzFeed-y, but hey, that is what, you know, that's a legit, very legitimate form of entertainment slash, like, you know, pseudo-journalist entertainment. I really think that's kind of the way things are going. You see big market newspapers doing listicles and stuff now. So, yeah, it's all valid. It's all fun. And certainly on this podcast, I think this could be a lot of fun. This one in particular, I had so much fun making this list.
Yeah, it was definitely a little bit of a trip down memory lane with some of these that I had forgotten had happened. And then there's other ones where I'm checking out the stat lines and I have trouble remembering how they even got this. So hopefully we can help each other piece this together. And where do we start? Let's just go into it. What's your number one here?
All right, I want to go in it like bottom up though,
because I'm starting at 10.
You got to reveal it. You got to reveal.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what I'm thinking. Yeah, we got to build this up. You're right.
But I will say this. There is no question what number one is to me, and not even like there. I did some tiers here. Number one is in a tier by itself. So when we get to that, are you feel the same way?
Yes, but I don't think that we have the same one for some reason.
No, I thought this was okay. I'm excited. I thought that there was no question. Like,
I mean,
there's
yeah, I definitely had this as the top, but for some reason, I don't feel like we're going to be in agreement here.
Oh wow, we may not even have the same one at the top. That would be shocking to me, genuinely shocking. Yeah. But all right, so how many do you have total? I know we tried to get 10, and I do have a 10, but it got really hard for me to separate like number 10 from 11, 12, yeah, and 13.
Yeah, I have about 15 written here, but I do also have a top 10, and we kind of mentioned like after 7, 8, then it really, I mean, from there on to like 14, 15, they all kind of mesh. So do we want to throw out like maybe some honorable mentions that didn't make it first? Because I do have that list after my 10.
Yes. Okay, great. I've got it like this. I've got 10 written out, 1 through 10 numbered. And then I've got 3 honorable mentions like that are in no particular order. And then even below that, I have 2 shout outs. So they're not even honorable mentions. They're not necessarily, really not the 16th and 17th best, but I thought they were good enough games that they need some recognition.
Okay, that's fair. I have 2 honorable ones that would fall under, just wanted to recognize them, and then 3 of the honorable before we get to the 10.
And one other question before I jump into my shout outs here. How many players did you select? Because for me, that's what these shout-outs are, is there 2 guys that are not on the real list, and the rest of these 13 are just 6 guys.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, no, I do have six guys, and then that's all I have. I don't have two others in my shout outs or anything.
Okay. Okay. Then I'll get to these shout outs.
I debated an Alex Len shout out, I will say.
He doesn't have a game good enough to get on this list.
Five blocks? Come on now.
That's not enough by itself, I don't think. All right. So here's my two shout outs. Bazemore in the win against the LA Clippers on the 22nd of February, not that long ago, he had 23 points and 4 steals on really nice efficient shooting. That's a big win over a very good team. That's a nice stat line, but not enough to get into the real conversation. But I just want to shout out Bazemore there. And my other one is a shout out to Kojo. Another win on the road against the Clippers. Both of these wins on the road against the Clippers. This one back on January 30th. Came off the bench with 16 points, 7 assists, 4 made threes, and a really, really strong plus 28. So those are my two shout outs.
And that the Kojo one was against who again?
Both of the Clippers.
Okay, yeah, that was the one where Corey Joseph was just on fire from range. Yeah, that game was interesting because there's some of them like accounting for, okay, these guys were just absolutely on fire, but that's part of a great individual performance. So, yeah, those are definitely meaningful shout-outs. And then one of the ones I have here is I have Bagley against Miami. I just wanted to get Bagley in here. He had a nice 15-15 game on January 20th in Miami. Also a steal in there and decent efficiency with 7 of 13, but I just kind of wanted to get Bagley in there. And that one was at least somewhat mentionable. 15-15, I think, is a respectable stat line there. And just one of his 13 on the year. And then,
that was my last cut for a shout out. So okay. I wanted to get down to 15 because I know you had 15. That game was my last cut for a shout out.
Okay. Got out. So you have 15 remaining? Or 14.
Now I have 13. So I did both Bazemore and Corey Joseph.
Okay. So one other of these mentions I have is I have Bogey against Portland. And this is on November. No, I'm sorry. This is not November. This is, I'm terrible with numbers of months. There's occasional couple that just really screw with me. This is November. So this is November 12th. Against Portland, 25 points, 10 assists, 3 rebounds, and 4 steals. Like this one, I maybe should have put a bit higher, but this is one of the more – Bogey's interesting because he has some, like, well-rounded ones, but they don't necessarily blow you away.
Yeah. That was on my big list. So I made a huge list of games, and then I started narrowing it down. That did not make the cut for me, but I know the game you're talking about. To me, that was his third best game of the season. So I've got him on here twice, but that is not one of mine.
Okay, maybe I'm missing one. I only have him on here one other time.
So we're not really in an order here. Why don't you go through your entire honorable mention category before we get to top 10, and then I'll go through mine as well. Cool.
Yeah, another honorable mention I have is Rashawn Holmes against his old team in Phoenix, and this is October 19th. 20 points, 15 rebounds, 2 blocks and a steal. I don't remember this game amazingly. Is this the very first one of the year, 10-19? It is not. Where am I? 10-19. 11-19. That's why, okay. I wrote this wrong. Yes. Okay.
That's the same night as okay, yeah. I have a different player from that game making this list.
I believe that I do as well. Yes, I do. And yeah, that's the same night as Bogey's career high. But yes, I have Holmes 2015, 2 blocks and a steal from that game as well, pretty early on in the year.
Interesting. I don't know why that Holmes game didn't jump out to me, but it's not on my list.
Yeah, 2015 is a nice little one. It's impressive. 2 blocks of steal, and I think that's not all too long after he had worked his way into the starting lineup. And then another one about honorable mentions, and this one really, like I said, after that 7-8, I mean, this really could have been higher. It could have been maybe my ninth best one, but I have Fox on January 2nd against Memphis. And he did have a pretty monster stat line, 27 points, 9 assists, 4 rebounds, 5 steals, and 2 blocks.
This is on my honorable mentions as well.
Okay. I felt like I could be sleeping on this one.
we're in early agreement here. I think it's really interesting we got the exact same game in this range. I had it in my honorable mentions, 8 for 8 from the free throw line and only one turnover in this game.
Yeah, you'd love to see that one. And then my last honorable mention is on December 8th, Bielitsa in Dallas. And Bielitsa had some flamethrower games where he turned it on. And 30 points in this one, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 13 of 18 from the field, 4 of 7 from 3, 1 steal, 1 block, and no turnovers. A definitely respectable and one of those games where Bielitsa is just feeling it.
Yeah, I was really, really, really torn between some of these Bielitsa games. I actually have Bielitsa games at number 9 and 10, and I have him in an honorable mention here. So that game actually made my top 10 list. But
okay. Yeah, I'm really worried that I missed some of these. It was not easy to really look these up necessarily.
Yeah, we're gonna have some differences. Even if we can nail down the 5 best games, like as a consensus, that would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, yeah, I think we can figure that out. But that's the last of my honorable mentions. What other ones do you have in here?
Okay, so I had the Fox game, as I mentioned, against Memphis, the win, and that was also I wrote is significant because it. Now I want to move it up into my top 10, but I won't do that. It was significant because it broke an 8-game losing streak. It was the first win of the season. We were undefeated in 2020 at that point. Imagine how great 2020 seemed on that day and then no other day.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So I have a different Bielitsa game here. I thought that this was just maybe the best all-around game, the best all-around stat line from any King all year in terms of like really filling up every part of the box score. This is a win against the Minnesota Timberwolves on January 27th. Just all-around night, 20 points, 9 boards, 8 assists, 3 blocks, 2 steals, plus 20. And 7 of 10 from the field, 4 of 6 from 3, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Just a kind of a perfect role player night, I guess. Not even role player.
This is the Minnesota overtime. Is that correct?
I think we lost the Minnesota overtime game. Did we not?
No.
The big overtime one, I think it was double overtime, was in December.
I see a January 27th where there's an overtime win.
Oh, that was the overtime win. Yeah, you're right. That was the Fox.
You know,
the free throw to himself.
Right.
You're right.
That's what we're talking about, right?
That is what we're talking about.
This was a ginormous game for many people.
It was. And it makes sense with the overtime. It was a ginormous game. Yeah, I definitely have someone else.
Yeah, it's hard not to.
All right. We'll get to it. And then last honorable mention here is another bogey night. I think you probably have this in your top 10. I maybe gave a little more credence to – I don't know. I really struggled with my 8th, 9th, and 10th picks, and these picks honestly could be interchanged. But last honorable mention here, Bogdanovich in a win against Phoenix – 31 points, 7 assists, 11 of 14 from the field, 7 of 9 from 3, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Just a really pretty night. And I think that's the night of the Holmes game that you were talking about.
It is. And, yeah, this is in my top 10 in that secondary tier for sure. So, or in the bottom tier is what I mean by that. It's about 8 for me. So,
yeah, that's tough. It's tough for me to leave that out, the top 10, but that's where I'm at. And we're on to number 10. Do you want to give your number 10?
Yeah, so I might have put a bit too much stock into players having either career high in points or career high in rebounds or something like that. But it definitely was a bit of a factor for me. And I put Holmes's career high, and this is against Portland, in Portland, on December 14th, 28 points, 10 rebounds, a steal, and really being 11 of 14 from the field and extremely efficient. I wanted to get Holmes's career high in here.
I respect that. For me, number 10 was Nemanja Bjelica. This might be a career high as well. It was a loss, so I kind of penalized it, knocked it down the board. But loss against Orlando.
Oh, man, this one's so much higher for me.
Oh, wow.
Not so much, but like I think part of it is the games I was at that some guys blew me away gets me. And this Bjelica one, he was just on fire.
Okay. Yeah, I got it on here. I think the loss hurt. The loss against like a not necessarily amazing team hurt it for me. And it really was just the shooting. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I it's a really impressive night. 34 points, 8 of 10 from 3. Just an incredibly efficient game. Added 7 boards. But it kind of just felt like if, you know, I'm definitely on fire, but I don't know that I can put it above some of the rest of these.
Yeah, that's fair. I see where you're coming from, but I think, like I said, yeah, being at that one and Bjelica was just absolutely ridiculous. And I think that for a while, he really missed shots a couple towards the end. And yeah, that was they lost on, I think it was an Aaron Gordon tip in. It was some sort of rebound and then put back that they lost at the very last second. But yeah, and I do have another mention from that game as well, actually.
Interesting. You want to move on to number 9 for you?
Yeah, I have a De'Aaron Fox game here. This is January 15th against Dallas, and it's 27 points, 12 assists, and 7 rebounds. And there's a couple times where Fox got pretty close to a triple-double, and this was one of those. And yeah, I mean, having 12 assists in this one is definitely impressive there to go along with the 27. 3 turnovers is all right for having 12 assists. So, yeah, I thought this one was reasonable for Fox.
Definitely a strong game. This is where I slotted in the Bjelica win over Dallas. I know this is going to be – maybe this kind of explains a little bit of our difference in ranking here, but I thought winning on the road against Luka and the Mavericks was a little bit – better for me. 30 points, you know, more important game, a harder game, plus 14, and they got the win. So yeah, that was December 8th.
Okay. Yeah. It sounds like you factored winning a little bit more, and I maybe should have taken that into consideration a little bit more there, but I totally understand that ranking, with that. And then the next one I got here. So now we're on to 7. I have that bogey game in Phoenix. I have him with his career high of 31 points, and this is November 19th, the same as that Holmes game, I believe. Yes, that is what it is. 31 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds, 3 steals. We kind of already mentioned this one, but that's where I have the bogey one here in 7th.
I totally respect that. And with it being a win, I wish that I had put that higher. I could easily put that 9th or even 8th. Yeah, I could put that 8th for sure. That's where you have this one?
I have it at, 8th.
Yeah, I actually think it's better than the one that I'm about to give right now. But again, I did factor in like the meaning of the win too much, I think. Because here is where I have Buddy Hield's 35-point performance in the best early win of the season for the Kings against Boston.
Yeah. Okay, so I have that. It gets a little messy here because you're starting to reach this next tier. But I do have Buddy right around that range. There's one I'd have before it, and I have this Holmes one against Minnesota that is on the 20. We've mentioned this game a couple times. It's the overtime one. This is January 27th, and 20 and 18 from Holmes with 3 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. Just a really well-rounded night from Holmes. I have as my 7th, and then I have that Buddy one sitting there at 6.
Tell me more about this Holmes game, because he had a lot of nice games, but I didn't have them like I only have him once in my top 10. So I just want to hear more about these games. I feel like I may have missed some or something.
You know, for some reason, I wrote down the wrong date here. So give me 1 second to find this again.
Are we sure this isn't the Minnesota overtime game?
Is that not what I said?
I thought you said January. I could be hearing it wrong.
Yeah, let me
What was the stat line again? 20 and...
I have... Yeah, 20, 18, and 3.
Okay. Yeah, this is the double overtime game. This is the one that I scratched off the list because I was like, double overtime loss? That was the ugliest game of the year. And right. I'm not rewarding anyone for this. I watched that one on the couch with my family. And I was like trying to get my family to watch and enjoy the Kings.
Yeah, it was a pretty gross one.
No, none of my family will ever enjoy the Kings. They were like, I'm sorry, this is what you're rooting for? This double overtime loss to the Timberwolves? Let us enjoy our Christmas, please.
Yeah, that's totally fair. It's totally
your Kings fair. Have ruined Christmas, they told me. And they turned off the television. But, oof. I mean, 2018 is a nice line. But I just – if it weren't for the double overtime, that game to me I think could be lower.
I could get behind that. Yeah, it was a little bit of a gross one. I had down the wrong date here and wasn't accounting for double overtime. I thought it was a single one. Yeah, so that's fine. I don't mind. I could get behind getting that one a little bit lower. So what do you have at your 7 here? Is that where we're at? No, 6. No, sorry. So that was my 7, and then my 6 was the Buddy one that you had mentioned.
Okay, so you would consider moving Buddy up potentially. So interesting, because I have 7 games left. And this was like another tier for me. In fact, I have a 2-game tier here, and then I've got my top 5 really solid, and I got my number 1 really solid.
Okay.
All right, number 7 here. This is a guy who's not been mentioned before, and he won't be mentioned again, quite honestly, but this is just a really, really nice game, an important game. Harrison Barnes, the win against Memphis on February 20th. I mean, this was a big game. It was an important game. I mean, playoff implications were involved in this game to some degree. 32 points. That's his, you know, year season high. 7 of 11 from 3. So that was a big game for me.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, I did not have a Barnes one in here. Who did you say this was against again?
Memphis.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that is a big game. Yeah, you definitely factored the game in a bit more, which is totally fair. But it sounded like you were 1, but that was your 7, you said?
That was my 7.
Okay. So then what do you have as your 6 here?
So I had this in a very similar tier, and it's for a very similar reason. This is where I have Bogdanović in that super recent game against Portland on the road. The win, I mean, huge playoff implications, 8 assists, 7 made threes. 27 points plus 14 in like a huge game.
Yeah, okay. And then this is the recent against Portland, correct?
Yeah, this is like literally last week.
Right, it was the second to last game that's been played. Yeah, okay. So I do have that one here as well. And my list is getting a little bit messy in front of me. I'm pretty sure this is my 6th as well. Yes, and then I have 5 remaining here.
So I think we've got the same top 6.
Okay.
If that's your 6, there's no way that any of these final 5 aren't on your list that I've got. There's no way these aren't your 5.
Okay.
Like, I would be so stunned if these 5 are not the 5 that you're looking at.
I'm totally getting confused by my written list here.
You want to pause for a minute?
Yeah, give me 1 second here.
Yeah, we'll take a commercial break.
Because I like moved a couple of these, and then now I totally screwed myself.
With currently no NBA, NHL, or college basketball, you might think there's nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong, and you should know better. BetOnline still has hundreds of places to wager, from their online casino to poker and blackjack, all open 24 hours a day and all online. Sports aren't totally done. There's still mixed martial arts, and esports is on the rise. I can't say I've never been into that. If you're into entertainment, you can still bet on American Idol, the elections, the spelling bee, and even Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Pretty sure the same dude wins every year, if I remember correctly. Be sure to use promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your new ticket to online action.
So I feel like I'm missing a game somewhere in here, but what I have is my fifth is the previously mentioned Bjelica game against Orlando. And this one was a loss on January 13th, but again, 8-10 from three with 34 points, which is a career high for him, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. I just felt like he was absolutely on one in this game and was hitting everything.
Okay, yeah, and I think I know which one you now I'm looking at this. One of my top five you don't have, and I think it's my number two because I went, like we've established, I went pretty heavy on narratives, and my number two is very narrative driven.
Okay.
But I'll get into it. Let's get into it. My number five is Buddy Hield in a win against San Antonio, important game. Potentially playoff implications. I mean, it's a team you got to beat if you want to talk about the playoffs. 31 points, 9 of 10 from 3, right? So even hotter than Bjelica was that day. And he was plus 33 in a 20-point win against a team you just have to beat.
Wow. Okay. I definitely overlooked this one. And
okay.
That is a great shout-out.
Then we got our top four the same, I think. But yeah, okay. This is I think that's a great game. I mean, that's a great game. That's arguably
9 of
better
10,
than
3.
The Bjelica, because the Bjelica game he had 3 more points.
Right.
But it was in a loss, and his 3-point shooting was just one short of that 9 of 10.
Right.
He was 8 of 10.
Yeah. No. I'm totally. If we're trying to agree on a five, I definitely like this Buddy Hield one better than the Bjelica I'd mentioned.
Okay, I've got another Buddy Hield at 4.
Okay, I do have a Buddy Hield at 4.
Okay, is it the loss against Boston on November 25th?
It is not.
Oh, okay. 41 points with 11 made threes.
Yeah.
But it's a loss, so I had to ding him there.
Yeah. No, see, to me, this one was high because Buddy was just absolutely unstoppable in that game. Like, when I was trying to think of when did a guy feel like a superstar in one of these games, that one was so up there for me. And you're right, it was a loss, and that was disappointing. But Buddy Hield was just on a different planet in that game for me.
I think you're right. I think we looked at this slightly differently, where I definitely incorporated narrative more into it. Like, that probably was the best that any individual
I had
player
it at 1.
Ever hit. I think that you are right. But
we can find a balance of the two here.
We looked at it slightly differently where I think you went even more individual, which is maybe the better way to do it, because we did talk about this as individual performances. And if we're really not including the other players on the team, then the loss shouldn't matter. So then you would be right.
But we both have it in the five, so we can agree on like a balance between it here, because I mean, winning the game obviously is important here and attributes to the individual performance. Like, you put up 41, but you couldn't get your team the win, you know? So like, there's something about leading your team to a win as well. So we can find a balance on where to rank that, because you're right. I did not consider wins enough and just thought of like, in this one, it was the game to me where like, I felt like Buddy Hield was absolutely on fire. There was nothing the other team was going to do to slow him down. And I did end up with that one at number one. But we'll find a balance here. We'll find a balance on where to place this.
Okay. So I've only got 3 left. Okay. One is a Buddy game. One is a Rashawn Holmes game. And one is a Fox game.
One is a Holmes game. Okay.
Oh.
I'm missing a Holmes game here.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Who are the 3 players?
I have 2 Foxes and a Buddy.
You got a Fox in here. You got 2. I mean, I have 1.
I do. I think I know which one you don't have.
All right, give me that one. Is this number your number 4?
It's actually number three here. And again, I was at this one and there's just a ridiculous play at the very end, but this is
January. Oh, this is the Minnesota game.
No, this is the Orlando game.
Okay.
I think we already had mentioned.
We did.
No. Yeah. Well, we didn't say Fox specifically for Minnesota, but this is the Orlando game. And again, this is a loss. So I understand why you don't have this in here. But 31 points, 10 assists, 8 rebounds, 12 of 8 from the field, 2 of 3 from 3. And at the very end of the game, if it wasn't for that putback, I think you would have had this on your list. Because the very end of the game, Sacramento is down 2, and Fox goes to the line and has this ridiculous like hesitation move that tricks Fultz and then finishes an and 1 when they're down 2 with like 12 seconds left and knocks the free throw. And that was one of the bigger plays of the year to me. And if that would have been a win, I think you would have had it a little bit higher here. But I think that I might be factoring in his closing performance a little too much, but I do think it's part of it here. So I had that as my three, actually.
Yeah. I went ahead and scratched off a bunch of games that were L's. If it wasn't like truly an incredible performance, I scratched off a bunch that were L's.
Yeah.
So do you have a number four? Did we talk about your number four?
My four is the Buddy Hield Minnesota overtime game. And this is his career high.
This is my number one.
Okay. Okay.
I was so your four is my one and my four is your one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And Buddy was on fire in this one. And like, it just didn't have the same feel to me as that Boston one. You know, I don't, it's tough justifying these because they get a little bit close, but 9 of 14 from three and 50% from the field on 24 attempts. And he was a plus 19. Just to me, some of these other ones stood out a little bit more, and it's probably just my own memory of the games.
Here's why it's number one. You ready?
Yeah.
This was the first game after Kobe died. And he put up 42.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. It was.
He put up 42, and he dedicated the game to Kobe.
Oh, wow. This says he had 20 in the fourth.
Holy his second shit. Game coming off the bench. Like, he had just been benched.
Right.
And then his hero passed away tragically, and he put up 42 points.
Come on. All right. I can get behind it at one.
All right. I'll go through my other two. You said that you don't have a Holmes game.
Yeah, what am I missing here?
So this is context specific. This is narrative heavy. But I had this number two in – this is an October game, very early on, fourth game of the year in that 0-5 stretch in a loss against Denver. It was the first time the Kings looked even remotely decent. Like, they kind of were in this game. And Holmes had a game-high 24 points. So he outscored the entire – he came off the bench, was really not expected to do anything. Came off the bench, 24 points, game-high 13 rebounds, 10 of 14 from the field, 2 blocks, plus 13. Outplayed Jokic. Truly, he did. Yeah. This is – remember when Jokic was, like, really struggling?
Yeah, he was big to start the year, too.
This was Holmes' breakout. This was it. 24 points, 13 rebounds off the bench. And I changed my like Twitter name to Rashawn Ivanowski after this one. He got a starting job. Like, this game changed. As much as any game changed the season, I would say this one did.
Okay. Okay. You have a very compelling argument with the narrative behind it. Yeah, I mean, it being the Holmes breakout game. And like you said, that definitely was the first competent basketball that the Kings played. The game before was that Utah one that I swear to God, I wish I didn't go to Utah for that. So, that definitely turned around. And I see your argument here. When we try to decide on a top five, I don't know how I feel about that being in here, though.
You don't know how you feel about it. All right. You don't think that that's a more impressive game than the Bjelica game in the loss?
Than the Bjelica for sure. Than the Bjelica one, yes. I do agree, like, that Buddy San Antonio one is definitely considered in the top five before that Bjelica. But you don't have that Orlando Fox one, right?
I don't.
Yeah. I have trouble moving past that one.
All right, we'll get to it. Okay. And then we both have this one. This is the last one for both of us. I had it at 3. You'll have to tell me. You probably had it at 2.
Yeah.
This is the Fox game, the win at the Clippers.
Yep.
Okay, 34 points, 8 assists, 4 steals, 14 of 24.
2 blocks.
2 blocks, plus 13.
Yeah.
Huge usage.
Yeah.
Huge usage. He made or assisted 50% of the Kings' baskets on that night.
Jeez.
Yeah. He made 14 and he assisted 8 more. That's 22 buckets. They only scored 44 buckets. But big win. I mean, Kawhi didn't play that night, so that's why I knocked it out of the top 2. But still, big win on the road. Good team.
That's it was. Yeah. Yeah. And so there were 2 Clipper ones. I think this one and then the more recent Clipper game that, like, I mean, the whole team kind of just caught fire in some of these. No, that is the one I'm thinking of here. No, and also the more recent one in Los Angeles. So, yeah. I mean, it was a little difficult to me because I was like, man, the entire team felt like they were playing great in these two. But I do have Fox. Definitely, that was my number 2. Fox did just go crazy in that one. And I remember while we were watching it, everyone very clearly was like, this is the best game that De'Aaron Fox has played in his career.
It is absurd that, like, the best games that this team had were on the road against the Clippers. Like,
yeah,
multiple of them.
Very weird. Very weird.
So how are we going to do this? I mean, we got to come to
that,
a
like, together consensus. Ranked as that we could possibly put that at 1. It's got a combination of both of our formulas here where they won the game. And it also just was ridiculous. If you are just talking about Fox himself,
we're kind of at a 3-way tie between. So if I gave one Hield game a 1 and a 4 and you gave another Hield game a 1 and a 4, we gave 1 and a 4 and then this got a 3 and a 2. We're kind of tied between 3 games as our
and this is the buddy
consensus.
In Boston, buddy in a loss in Boston, right? The 41.
That's a home game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A home loss.
The home loss. God, didn't they win at home? They won the home game against Boston.
Maybe that was on the – I have it down here as home. I'll double check that.
Okay. Yeah, because they won the home game in Boston and lost the road one. But then, yeah, I think the other ones we had here that we mentioned were the Buddy Minnesota one that you had first, I had fourth, and then, yeah, that Fox Clippers one. So, I mean, I do think that's the top 3. I think we could get behind that.
Man, as long as do you acknowledge the Homus breakout as top 5? Because I
do.
I can do it.
You pitched it great. I can do it.
24 and 13 off the bench.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I can. I can do that 4.
That changed his career. That changed the season. That was the biggest game changing, the biggest narrative influence game. You're right. This Boston on the road, that was a loss. That was a loss on the road. Okay.
Okay.
1 point loss.
So I can do that Holmes. So I can do those top 3 that we mentioned and that Holmes won 4. And we'll figure out this order of the top 3 if that works for
okay.
you.
Okay. I can accept that. That's a fair negotiation. And then what did you – maybe we go with the top 4 here because if none of us – if neither of us have a strong –
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about 5, yeah.
Okay. All right, we got a top 4 here. We'll put that Holmes game, the Holmes breakout game, number 4.
Mm-hmm. And again, this is the Holmes October 28th against Denver, 24 points, 13 rebounds.
I almost feel like the Fox one is least deserving of first because neither of us felt it was deserving of first. Like opposite logic, you know?
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
I'm comfortable putting Fox at 3 here. I actually had Fox at 3. So
Fox at 3, and then we're talking about this Buddy Minnesota one and the Buddy Boston one. Yeah, I mean when Buddy's on and just
absolutely when Buddy's flicking, on. Buddy's on.
Like, right. There's literally nothing anyone can do.
this list could have been like pretty much all Buddy. Like we could have done the top five of all Buddy. Like there's an argument for that.
Okay. I can get behind the Fox Clippers one fourth. Oh yeah. By the way, my fifth is definitely that Fox Orlando one, but I know we're different on that one.
Okay.
Okay. So third here, we're going Fox at Clippers. Mm-hmm. And this is, on January 30th, 34 points, 8 assists, 3 rebounds, 4 steals, 2 blocks.
So, yeah. Yeah, incredible game.
Yeah. So we're down to Buddy's loss at Boston, 41 points, and the win in the double Minnesota game. I mean, scored more in the Minnesota game. And you got me on this one. Did he adjust?
You're really gonna give me like loss as the best performance of the year? Kobe just passed away.
Minnesota.
Come on, man.
That's fine. That's
come
fine.
On, man. 42 points.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's reasonable. Okay, so first we're going Buddy at Minnesota, and this is 42 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. 14 of 24 from the field, 9 of 14 from 3, plus 19 in this crazy overtime game. Yeah, like you said, right after Kobe passed, just moved to the bench not long ago.
It was his second game coming off the bench.
Oof. Yeah.
And it also kind of sparked things as far as, like, you remember that's when the Kings turned it around. Like, when Buddy went to the bench, that's when they started their 13-7
it is
stretch that, you know, is current, quote-unquote, you know, like, that was a big deal. That was a big deal.
Yeah, that's totally fair. And then the second place, we got the loss in Boston where Buddy drops 41 points, 11 threes made in that one. I think it was the three-point record inside the Garden. Maybe I had a soft spot for it because it was against Boston. And let me tell you, the two games Buddy had against Boston, Celtics fans think Buddy is absolutely ridiculous every single game.
Oh yeah, he's a Celtics killer.
Yeah, Kemba Walker can't guard him. What can I say?
And I will you've been very accommodating to me, letting my Holmes and Hield narratives go. Let's put that Orlando Fox game at number 5.
Okay. And again, yeah, this is my favorite moment that I was at this year, and favorite game that I was at this year, despite the loss. So
it's a good game. I mean, it's a really nice game.
It was. And Bielitsa and Fox just killed it. Bielitsa carried it throughout the regular, throughout most of regulation, like first three quarters. Fox took over in that fourth. And that, yeah, I'll post it when we post this. But that and one finish.
I remember this now. I was looking at it all as box scores because you can't possibly remember every game just looking at numbers. But you're right. If it weren't for that last second finish, it would easily be in the top 5. So I think that I gotta shed my narrative, my like looking at wins too much. And no, that's just an incredible night for him.
All right, so we laid it out. We got a top 5.
We got a top 5. We do.
All right. Yeah, Buddy at Minnesota, Buddy at Boston, Fox at the Clippers, Holmes at home against Denver, and then Fox against Orlando at Golden 1 Center.
Yes, sir.
All right. And is there anything else we want to get in here, man? If anybody else disagrees, if we forgot a game, which there's a good chance. I mean, it's like I said, this wasn't necessarily easy to look up, and I'm sure we could be overlooking some. So if you feel like we forgot any, at least in an honorable mention or anything, let us know on Twitter. But, yeah, do you got anything else here, man?
That's it, man. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff like this, ranking stuff and doing the list. So if you've got an idea for us to do a list, also get at us. And I might turn some of these into articles for the B because we're trying to – it's possible. We're trying to fill the sports page up. Got to have a sports page still. So maybe some of these I can do in a more written out fashion, and that'd be fun.
There you go. Well, everybody stay on the lookout for that. And, yeah, we're going to try to even up the content levels that are going on right now, even though there's – obviously no new updates coming out basketball related, but we can find things to do. Rich, like Rich said, something like this we could maybe talk about bogey off season, have people on, play some sort of games and things like that. So we're going to figure it out, but everybody stay tuned, and thank you for listening to this episode of the King's Pulse podcast. You will hear from us again in the next couple of days.